Now, Bahrain intensifies its crackdown on protesters who are angry at Manama for revoking the citizenship of the country's top Shia cleric, Ayatollah Isa Qassem. Court sentenced three Shia clerics and a TV producer to jail over charges related to a sit-in being held outside Ayatollah Qassem's residence in the village of Deraz. The prison terms range from 1 to 2 years. On Tuesday, a fourth cleric was given a one-year prison term on similar charges. Several other clerics are currently facing trial for taking part in the sit-in, which broke out on June the 20th following the cancellation of Ayatollah Qassem's citizenship. Bahrain has been suppressing anti-regime demonstrations since the beginning of the popular uprising in the Persian Gulf Kingdom in 2011. Joining us via Skype from London is Saeed Shahabi. He's with the Bahrain Freedom Movement. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Shahabi. Now, of course, this sentencing of people who have been protesting against the move of revoking Ayatollah Isa Qassem's citizenship is nothing new. We've seen various Bahrainis being imprisoned for the charge of just protesting.
Thank you very much. This has become a normal policy of the regime to fill the jails. Now we have more than 5,000 people behind bars, including senior clerics. Now, what is the main charge against them, or the main charges against them? Mainly either expression of their opinion or taking part in a peaceful protest. None of which should be punishable by long-term sentencing. At the moment, we have several clerics being interrogated and also being incarcerated behind bars for up to 2 years. For what? For being present outside the home of the most reverend religious leader in the country, whose family and ancestors have been in the country centuries before the Al Khalifa occupied the land. So we are in the in one of the worst and bleakest eras of our history under the hereditary dictatorship of the Al Khalifa.
Well, Mr. Shahabi, of course, all this brings into question the fate of Ayatollah Isa Qassem. His citizenship has been revoked. However, what does the Al Khalifa regime plan to do next?
Well, the aim of the Al Khalifa is to transform Bahrain from its historic image into their own view of what the new Bahrain should look like, which is occupied by a ruling family and then consisting of various small communities. Nobody is forms a majority at the moment. The Shia form about 70% of the population. They don't want the Sunnis to form more than half. I mean, even if they try, they may try to raise the number of the Sunnis, but the idea is to keep the Sunnis a minority, the Shia as a minority, and others into minorities so that they rule over minorities. As for Sheikh Isa Qassem, Sheikh Isa has bravely stood the challenge of the regime. He has refused to attend their kangaroo courts. He does not recognize the verdict of the politicized courts. And eventually, of course, their aim is to expel him from his homeland, which is similar to what the Israelis did with the Palestinians, and even worse. Now, whether the international community would accept that, whether the British government or the American administration would, or the United Nations itself would agree and accept or keep quiet about such an eventuality remains to be seen. But I hope that they will not let this dictatorship take root in that sense, because even if they deport Sheikh Isa Qassem, the people of Bahrain will remain adamant and steadfast on change. This regime must go, as simple as that. Bahrain must be allowed to transform into a modern democracy, and human rights must be respected in that country. This regime has proven now and then, once and again, that it is an enemy of human rights. So there is no way that they would be allowed to get away with murder just because they are getting the support of the West. and the people are strong enough to remain where they are and to continue their peaceful struggle until they achieve what they want. And I do not believe that the situation, the regional balance of power is in favor of the Al Khalifa, because neither Saudi Arabia is in a good shape, having been defeated in Yemen, nor is the UK in a good shape, having Brexited Europe and having to deal with its own protest against arming the Saudis in their war on Yemen. So the Al Khalifa think that they are leaning on strong walls, but in reality, they will find that these walls will crumble as their weight of heavy burden becomes unbearable by those walls.
Okay, that's Saeed Shahabi with the Bahrain Freedom Movement joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Shahabi, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.